And I would just like to welcome everyone here on this beautiful evening, the most holy and sacred time within the whole year, because it is during this night that not only do we remember what Jesus did, but through the holy and sacred liturgy, we actually are able to participate in those saving events. And we are able to receive even today the gift of grace and the gift of God's life that He has won for us through His suffering and death and ultimately His resurrection. And I won't touch on all the readings today, but one of my favorite readings is this, is the one from the passage of from the prophet Ezekiel. And he says to us in the Old Testament, even in the Old Testament, prefiguring what would happen in the New Testament, he says, "I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. I shall give you, you shall live in the land I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." This reading is really very fitting for us tonight as we celebrate Holy Baptism. And May will be baptized tonight, and Jagger and Jax will also receive the gift of baptism, and Jamie will be received into full communion. And we'll receive confirmation. And when we think about that gift that we have received in our baptism, it's something incredible that although we are born into sin, that we are born into original sin, it is through the sacred gift of those saving waters that God gives to us. That when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that God's life is poured into our soul, that we are sanctified, that we are made holy, that we are given a share of God's life. Because through our faith and through baptism, we are inwardly renewed and God transforms us. He takes away that stony heart and He grants to us and He gives to us a natural heart, a heart like the heart of Jesus. One that's on fire, one that is burning with love. But also a heart that is wounded, that is tender, that is able to have compassion and able to share in the sufferings of others. This is the gift of God's grace. Because through faith and through baptism, we are made the children of God. We are made His holy people. We are made His children. That when He looks upon us and when He loves us, He doesn't love us just as another part of His creation, but He looks upon us and He loves us as His children. So neat when, just to kind of go through this process of helping people to come to know the Catholic faith, and one of the things that's been neat to see is that whenever Jagger has done something at Mass, and here in the kindergarten, Jamie will be here, and you should just see that she's just has a look of just joy and pride on her face, and it's beautiful. Because this is the love that a parent has for their child. And even more than that is the love that God has for each one of us. We are His children. We are His beloved ones. We have been washed clean of anything that we have can do wrong.
He takes away our guilt and infuses within us His life, His love. Because more than anything, just as any parent loves their children, more than anything, God wants us to be happy. And so this is why we live by His statutes and decrees, because we know that His commandments make us happy. When we live according to the holy will of God, we live in love. We live as the children of God. We live out those baptismal promises that we make. This is God's life. This is God's love. This is what He promises. This is what He gives us. I will sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you. He makes us holy. Not because of something we deserve, not because of something we've earned, but because of the graciousness of His love. And He gives us a new heart. So that we don't have to be shackled by our sins. So that we don't have to be bound by those sins. We are free. Free to live as children of God. Free to accept the gift of His grace. The gift of His love. And this is really something incredible. And so let us, really on this holy night, on this sacred night, let us pray not only for May and for Jamie and for Jagger and for Jax, but really for all of us. That we come to understand and to know how much we are loved by God. And let's pray, too, that we may support one another. That we may not fall back into sin, but that we may live always as children of the light. That beautiful part of this ceremony when, you know, this Paschal candle is a symbol of Christ Himself. And as Christ comes into this world of darkness, He shares that light. As we talked about that light in the Exultet, the light is divided then. Each one of us receives that candle and we shed that light. And pretty soon the whole church is aglow. Is blazing, is on fire with the love of God. This is what we have in here. The candle is only a symbol of what is burning inside of us, in our new heart. So let us pray. Pray for one another that we may understand our dignity as the children of God. And as we live in the love of God, as we have been sprinkled and washed clean from our sin, as we've been given a new heart, we may always live in the joy and the peace and the love that Jesus has promised to us.